Okay. So we've been discussing in the past several weeks the concept of the obligation of Eruv Chatzeres, that if you have a Rishus HaYachid and an adjacent is another Rishus HaYachid, either both private or one more communal than the other, like one apartment to another apartment or one apartment to a hallway, so you're not allowed to carry without an Eruv Chatzeres, which would mean putting food, taking a box of matzah, say, and being mezakeh it to the whole people in that chatzer, and then putting it into somebody's apartment, and then it's considered as if everyone's living in the same location. And once everyone's living in the same location, then there's no problem. So, So if you look at the end of the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Miesham Tfisis Yad Shel Bal Habayis Eino Oser. So literally it means that if the Bal Habayis has some type of Tfisis Yad, he shows some type of sovereignty over all the batim in the chatzer, then you don't need an Erev Chatzer. So let's read Rashi. Misham Tfisis Yad, by the second wide line. Hesh the Balabai is Mokum Bidi Rosh Hosholzer, Shenosin Shom Kalev Lahatznia. In other words, the situation ostensibly is you have this apartment building or a five-family house or whatever it is, and one person owns the whole thing, but he rents it out to other individuals. But he keeps something in every apartment of his own. So he's showing he has a tfisis yad. He's still holding on to the apartment. In other words, he's renting them out, but he's still keeping something for himself. He keeps his tools in one apartment and his raincoats in the other apartment, and something in every apartment he keeps something of his own. So then we don't view the houses, the apartments, as separate units, but we view it all under him, and therefore you wouldn't need an Eruv Chatzeres. So that's the Im Yeshom. Oh, Rabbi Talati, come. So we just introduced the halach of Tfisis Yad Balabais, that if Balabais has Kalim in every single apartment, then you wouldn't need an Eruv Chatzeres. Yeah.
So it's something that the owner will be using himself, not just something he owns, for example, the refrigerator. Like, he owns the refrigerator,
right. But
it's for the use of the...
Oh, so that's going to be a very important question. What if he's letting the person who is renting the house to use that thing? Does that, therefore, annul this whole halakha? Or do we say no? In other words, one could say maybe this whole halakha... The simple pshat when you read this Mishnah is that he's leaving something... And he's not letting it be used by the people who rented the apartments. The other possibility is to say no. That even if he still letting him use it, but there's still limitations to those. It's still his. And the person can't say, oh, I'm going to take it out. So it still shows he has jurisdiction over the... every apartment.
And if he's renting it, there's still some bylaws.
If he's what?
If the Balabais is renting the item, there's still bylaws from the original owner.
Right, because you can't, you're limited in what, you can't just say, I'm going to take it out, I'm going to...
The Hilchos Shomer apply, even if it's not a Shomer, no. Athena.
Yeah.
Then we're talking about any object, it could be like a vase or something in the room.
Oh, so let's see. So we have a another Gemara here on page 2. Even Pevov and Meralef. So he gives you an example. Rabba Bar Chana Omar Kigon Yoteid Shel Machresha. He gives an example. What's considered a Tfisas Yad Balabayas is like a plow. So why does he give that example? You gave an example of a vase. Why did he give your example?
No, so, it's just something that doesn't have any use.
So let's see. So Amar Rav Nachman, Tana Debei Shmuel, Dover Hanital B'Shabbos Oser, Dover She'enu Nital B'Shabbos Enu Oser. In other words, it has to be something that you can't what? You can't move it in Shabbos. In other words, Miyotim Rachmejo is Mukta, so you can't... And if you have... So Dover Anitel B'Shabbos says, Rashi, Enu Tfisas Yad. Oser Diboy Shakil, V'Shad Dilei Lebroi. Because theoretically, you could take it out of the apartment. So it has to be something... In other words, it has to be something that the Baal HaBayis could, in other words, can't take out. Whereas the Baal HaBayis, if it's something that he put in before Shabbos and he can't take it out on Shabbos because it's Mukta, so then that's a Tfisas. Yeah, but if it's something like he wants to, he has a chair, that's right. His chair, he can take it out, and so then that's not a Tfisas Yad.
What would something like a hammer be?
Because it's mutter the tzorach guf or makomo, is that what you're asking?
Yes.
I mean, as Yasei Shal Machresha is
mutter machmos
kiss on kiss. So that you can't move it at all. It's real mutter. And something like a hammer that if you need to cut open a nut or something like that, you could use it. So you're saying maybe the fact that he used that example of Yosef Shul Machresha is because it's something that can't be taken out. Right. So maybe in a Konami, if it's a hammer, that wouldn't be a Tzvitzis Yad. Or the examples I gave before, he has a raincoat or something like that.
The raincoat's clearly much to take out.
Yeah, let's see the Rambam, how the Rambam articulates this halacha on page 3. Baal ha-chotzer shehizkir mibotei chatzer l'acher v'iniv lo kelim. There's Baal ha-chotzer, he rents out the different apartments. Inichlo Caleb of Mine Schora, Mchol Bais Ubais, Mehem, Ainan Osunalov. Why? Chol Vieshlo Tfisis Yad, Mchol Bais Mehem, also called Orchem Etzlo. A Medva Mumurim, Mishenich Shom Dovish Osulatal, Mashabis, go Tevel Ashoshis, like Tevel is food that didn't take Trumas and Mises, Ashoshis. It's like a lantern. So Nishal of Hol Bais Ben came Shemutul Tatal Hol of Efshes Yotin Hayom Lo Yishas Lo Tfisa Shamiyat Havei Osir Malov Hachei Arvel. So you need something that Baal HaBayis himself would not be able to remove. Because if theoretically it can remove it on Shabbos, then it won't be good. So that is... Oh. So now there are a couple of... interesting points that so let's see the Ran here, Rabbi Yonas on page 4. So he writes a point on the first, on the wide line here, first wide line. He says, V'yesh min harabbanim. That's an interesting phrase. You don't see that so much in Rishonim. Yesh min harabonim. Yesh min harabonim.
Did you say that's in the pejorative?
I don't think so. I don't think he meant in the pejorative. I think it's just a rare expression in the time of Rishonim to, you know, they say Yisa barab v'sol or something like that. Yesh min harabonim. If you would do a search in the Rishon, I don't know how many times the phrase Yesh min harabonim would come up. Sh'omer chibash amana sh'ein oser hayni milgon chotzer sh'hikula shalom. Talking about a chotzer that one person owns the whole chotzer, who masker habatim, and he rents out the homes in the chotzer to different people. Nachem who shochem be'echad mehen, and he's living in one of them. V'yesh lo tfisas yad b'kulam she'en osim olov. And then he has a tfisas yad. But what did the Ran add? As the Chazon Ish is going to point out, the Ran added that the whole halacha might only apply if the owner also resides in the chatzah. But say the owner, he has this rental house that he's rent, but he lives someplace else. So then maybe this whole halacha wouldn't apply, because the idea is they're all considered his guests. But guest means that you're there also, and everyone else is your guest. And that's the Chazon Ish writes this on page 5.
That's where the heter for hotels comes from?
What?
This
line. Meaning?
So this gets into the question of the hotel. According to this logic, if the owner doesn't live in a hotel or live in a hotel.
Right, then if you didn't, then the heter wouldn't apply.
Right.
So it says, Nira dim sochro shal ir gamza muta vakav da hashta leis la pokin. Yeah. He says, Mikshe... Shame Shbechotzi Yisrael from Chafashon Tzach Tam Lamayol Schiris. Yeah, let me see the line that I want. The first word line is V'kol Shekein. In the middle of that line, he says V'nira the Tzvises Yad Mahani Af Be'ein Balabayz Dar Be'ayz Zeh. But you don't need the Balabayz to live. He has 5 houses in that courtyard, so he doesn't have to live in this particular house as long as he's living somewhere in the Chatzer. And if, you know, one can live in a different chatzir if they were ma'ar of the whole city. But at least he has to be somewhere there. He can't say, I own something in Florida, but I live in New York. That won't work. The Marsham has a very interesting tshuva here. Masham was the Rav in Berzhan. I told you what he said. He said that he was known as the Rabban Shel Kol Bnei HaGoyla. He was the Pesach of the generation. But he said about himself, I heard, he says, people call me the Rabban Shel Kol Bnei HaGoyla, except for Berzhan. Meaning in my own community, they don't appreciate me. You know, maybe in all the other communities they're asking me shayas, but my own community says, that's what I heard. Someone told me, he said, Rav Teichner, the Rabban Shel Kol Bnei HaGoyla Chutz Min Berzhan. So he has an interesting question. He says, so he says, Yesham the Balabai is Tanurim Shel Kochos. The Taltalim Mimachum Lamachum, Omdim Bechol Kadarim, Muskarim. Where I say he has ovens of sort in every room, in every house. Think Tzarch Mahem La Orchim. The Orchim are not going to use them, Klal. Einem Muskarim Lahem Klal. So you see how he emphasizes it has to be something that the Orchim won't be using. Roshus Be'er Balabai is Lotziyam Misham. Balabais can take it whenever he wants. Became Shem Muktzeh Mukvedim, since they're Muktzeh and they're heavy, have a Kedin Tzvises Yad. So that's Tzvises Yad.
Do you need both of those?
Yeah, I don't know why do you have to. You know,
he's trying to say that either of the two.
Right, maybe.
It's a major hector.
If something's very heavy.
If something's very heavy,
even
a couch.
Right.
So according to, if that would be a hector, that gives you a lot more leeway.
Yeah, like he has a big bookshelf, you know, so he's not going to take it out. Even though it might be mutter to take it out because it's not mukta, but it's, or yotet shel machreisha, it's mukta. So he can't take it out. But then he has an interesting question. What if the owner of the homes is not shomer Torah mitzvahs? So then he might not be allowed to take it out, but he'll take it out on Shabbos, perhaps. Because so he says like this. Look at the second arrow. After Kaimel and Dvarm Sh'eini Talim B'Shabbos, even though we say that something that is not can't be moved on Shabbos, since it's Kaimel Dol Chazil Talim Havit Tfisas Yad, Hainu B'Misha Nizar B'Isra Mukta. It's only if somebody who keeps this mukta. If he doesn't keep his mukta, so he says, oh, there's mukta there. But if he holds it, he'll move it. So then that changes the halacha. We don't say, well, he's not allowed to move it. But he doesn't observe that. So for him, it's not a din of tefisas yad. Because he's not shomer Torah mitzvos. Came to the chazil tatal havi tefisas yad. Hainu b'misha nizar b'isra mukta. Abu rasha b'chal shabbos. Well, then he said your point, Rabbi Telchia. Well, the M is nearer the Ali Day Kovdo Nuchal Hakel. He says that something that Maisa, he's not going to take out, which is very heavy. He might take out this chair, but he's not going to take out Svarmke, you know, case. You know, so then, even though he's not from, and he would take. You know, we would take the plow out, but the heavy things you won't take out. And he says, after Magen Avraham, pikpik preserved the magvul yesh lo kovid. In other words, how heavy does it have to be? And here's Daniel Adora Pasha, the tongue, he made it also in the palm. Something that you don't normally, there was a chair, you always move around. You move the chair here, move the chair. But something that's not normally moved from place to place, that's considered heavy. So if you say it like that, then the hotels, every hotel has things that you don't normally move, from place to place. So then that would be a good heter. Did I Xerox the Magen Avraham here? I don't know.
So we're worried about the Balabais taking or the Shofar taking?
The Balabais.
He's saying that.
No, but the Gemara. Yeah.
What?
The Gemara says that. The Gemara says that it's. Yeah, I don't know if it's Xerox that, at least in this passage, I didn't see. Okay. But he says the Magen Avraham seems to. Is there a Shulchan Aruch here? I'm telling you, Shulchan Aruch. You can see it inside. Because he says the Magen Avraham discusses this discussion of whether heaviness alone, because the Gemara just speaks about whether you're allowed to take it or you're not allowed to take it. And here he's saying, and even if something's heavy. Right, so this is Marsham, but the question is something before the Marsham is, so he says the Magen Avraham discusses this question of heaviness. And he says, and apparently that's the Magen Avraham's taina, where are you going to draw the line? So the Marsham says, you draw the line, what's the norm? It's the norm to move around chairs. It's things that are not a norm to move around, like does this have wheels? Yeah, it has wheels. But it's not so much the norm to move it around. Even though if it wouldn't have wheels, for sure it would be the norm. And probably it's not the norm to move the bookshelves around, so that would be But that's a very interesting idea that he's He's saying that.
Muktzah
makes it mutter. Because then you're not allowed to remove it. So if you're not allowed to remove it, then the Baal HaBayis has his tefisas yad, because he can't. Okay, let's. I just want to show you the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham inside. So. Which symbol is it? Here we go. It is Shin Ayin. Shin Ayin. Shin Ayin. Because here, it's Shulchan Aruch, it says, "Balabai sheishlo harbei batim v'shulam, sheishlo kol avadim she'ena nitol b'shabbes." So the Shulchan Aruch himself writes, "Machmas kovdon, machmas kovdon." He puts it. He says that's also in the Gemara of Machmas Isser. So the Magen Avraham Tzarchi and the Magvul Yeshlo Kovid. So it's going to be something that's easy for one person to move, it's not so easy for somebody else. So but the Masham accepts that that the cooler of Machmas.
Well, it's clearly in that category.
Right.
They weren't dealing with this like oven stuff.
Right. Okay. Good. Okay. Now let's take a look. Oh. The Marsham brings another mushel. We said here the Baal HaBayis keeps something and he owns all the apartments in the building. And if he has something of his in every apartment, and he's not going to take away on Shabbos because it's mukzo or it's too heavy, then you don't need an Erev Chatzeres. Because he has a Tfisis Yad. But the Marsham said, but that's only if the Baal HaBayis is from. But if the Baal HaBayis is not from, and the thing is, Muktzah, so he could decide on Shabbos he wants to take it out, then it wouldn't be a Tfisas Yad. So he gives you a mashal, the Marsham, for another area in Halacha. We know this in Yon Yantif, you're allowed to do something for Ochel Nefesh. You can cook for Ochel Nefesh. And then you can do things for Tzorach Hayom, in other words, like Hotzah, you're allowed to carry food out for Ochel Nefesh, but then you can carry a lulav also. Even that's not Ochel Nefesh. That's the concept of mitoch, because it's Tzorach Hayom, and Tzorach Hayom is also considered a Tzorach. So he says, so if a person is mevashel the gid hanosha, he's mevashel tray food. So is that, and he plans to eat the tray food. So Tosa says on page 9 of the top, why is that called tzorach hayom? You're not allowed to eat treif. But Tosa says, yesh lo mekeim shayom b'dayto shozel l'ochlo hayinu tzorach yontif. In other words, if you're planning to eat it, you're planning to eat pork, and you cook it on yontif, that's called tzorach hayom. Even though it's also to eat. But that's called tzorach hayom. So the Marsham brings, uses this as a mashal to the same thing. If the Balabais has a tfisis yad in the different homes, and he doesn't care about halacha, and he says maybe, you know, there's always a chance he could take it, so then it's not considered a tfisis yad. And just like the mashal, he uses this tosis marsham to give a mashal where sometimes the violating or the ability to violate halacha, which he's not makbid on, would actually change the halacha.
There's a big difference.
Yeah.
One to chum or one to
kova. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's look now in the Chayyadam on page 10. It says Balabayis sheish lo harbe chadarim b'chatzero. Balabayis has many rooms in his chatzer. Yishil muskirim la'anoshim acherim. Mishir la'atzma rishus sheyochol lo'hanich sham kevias v'taltalim shalo. Afil ein lo rishus rach b'pina achas. Because even though he's only taking one little corner, he's leaving his shovel there. So something like that. V'lo b'chol abayis v'nich sham batev d'varim shein darkum lidlam b'shabas. Bein machmas kovdom, sheish toruch lefnosum, hu sheim dvar muchtzum. Right? So that's how they all assume. That the two possibilities to make it mutter. Either it's muktza, or it's too heavy to carry. And Marsham says, too heavy to normally carry. Rizek iludar imo babayis. So it's as if he's living in every apartment, because he's leaving something there. So then you don't need an aircraft service, because you have one person living in every single apartment. The owner, even though he's renting him out, but he's leaving something for himself. They're like his guests. But he's really the owner. Well, even if he's not Tofis, he's the owner, but you got to show that you're the owner. So how do you show you're the owner? By keeping something in every apartment. But if he doesn't have tefisas, he doesn't have rishus to put stuff there. Even though they're not makpid, in other words, he never officially got permission. But he leaves things there, and you know, no one says anything. But since he didn't explicitly get permission, so then it's not tfisas yad. So then you're not considered that they're all orchim of the balabais. Utsrichim al arif, kenirali. Then he says, Okay, so that's a different idea. Kol shekein d'lo mahani tfisa yad im kol echad kono socher shol bayis la'atzmo. Okay, so let's see here. There's a famous truth of the Dvar Avram. Dvar Avram was the Kovner Rav. Rav Salvechik got his smicha from the Dvar Avrob. But he never really had smicha, but he needed smicha, I guess, when he was going to get a rabbinical position, so he needed to get official smicha. So he went to the Dvar Avrom. He was the man who officially gave him smicha. What did he say? Halacha kamoso b'chol makom, or something like that. Some big accolade. So he has a tshuva here about Tfisas Yad. And he says that it doesn't apply to a hotel. He says, second arrow, Shakeel me Mugamishal Balabais Vodik, Shakeel Sham Hayolo Tfisas Yad Sham, Shakeel Mahsanya, Abdiyashal Balabais Sham Kalim, Shulam. But he's, in other words, the person who's coming into the hotel room is using everything there. So that's not Tfisas Yad. Tfisas Yad should mean only if you have something that you leave in every room that the person who's renting the room can't use. But if you could use, there's the bed there, he owns the bed, he owns the fridge, he owns this, but he's letting the guest use it. So then that's not Tfisas Yad. Tfisas Yad is like the case where he leaves his shovel there and the guest can't use it. He leaves something heavy there, he leaves it. So he says, just like the cheder is rented, so too the kelim, the bed, they have a little kitchen there, you know, that he can use. It's all rented to the person there. And he says, and you can't, so you won't be able to carry from your apartment to the hallway, etc., without Erev. And that's the psak of the Dvar Avraham.
Maybe we could use the Sabbath in the opposite way, so a TV or a microwave, where basically you don't be able to rent it to Shabbos, you're not going to use it to Shabbos.
You're saying maybe since you're not going to use it on Shabbos, so that could make the TV could make only if he's from. If he's not from, then not. And then according to the Ran and the Kazanish, he has to live in the Chatzir also. But Rav Moshe Feinstein has a counter tshuva to the Dvar Avraham. He has a counter tshuva. What does he say? On page 15. So let's get the key line. Whereas the Shoyal said that he needs permission. All he needs is permission for one thing. One thing. And he says, "Need to be shabbos ain't a tefisas yad. The boy shachilei v'shadilei lebray. Right? If the balabais can move it, right? So then he said, but then he's going to say his chiddush of I put the line there on page 16." He says, and besides this whole tshuva that I'm writing, I have another chiddush. Ein davar zeh b'nogea l'chiddush shamarti shegam dvar haschurim nechshav tfisas yad l'maskir. Afim tzorach u'shus. So he's l'maskir u'shus, ha'socher b'uchla, chazikhev v'zachsocher, shal maskir b'din shomer, b'chol socher, v'hachol o'yochol ha'socher l'achzabo, mischivuso, l'mashalem l'obad zeh, He also vadei mechuyev lachziko kol hazman shehisnu, af shevadei rashoi shelo yishtamesh lachziru, ach sheyishalom haschiris mikomokum kol ze shelo hechzir mechuyev lishomro kol yimei schiris. In other words, he has to make sure that the television doesn't get ruined. And he can't just take the television out, right? He was just a nifka, kind of a mafkin. I was just soaking a mafkin. Yeah, he was down to soak him. I the Bedin is Malchus of Minach, a year potter, a day of Aveda, who was stuck with soaking. Kach Nami, who can soak a shahisla, the potter, a day of Aveda, should become a mafkin. Show me the mask. He never shows him a chul of Zichu, a vase of the poshut. So he says he's a mechuyev to leave it there. So that's So that shows that the Balabayas still has jurisdiction. So that's his chiddush. So therefore, in a hotel, the only question is if you hold like the Chazanish and that Ran that he has to live there too, the Balabayas. So then it wouldn't apply it necessarily. But if you don't hold like the chiddush, or if he actually does live there. You know, stays there, lives there. You know, he could have two homes, whatever. He'd live in the hotel and live in his other home. But he says that, so then, in any hotel, as pointed out, according to Rav Moshe, you wouldn't need to have an Erev Chatzeres. So that's a big cooler. Yeah.
In terms of living there, are there sitas, are there ways around that? I mean, you can have like almost
on it, the way you get like someone who's living there gets a 0.0001. No, he lives there. He stays there. Could be he lives there in the summer. And I quote here my sefer that there's a sefer called Betzel HaChochma, page 18. On the fourth line, I am Rabbi Shud B'tzal Achachma of Rabbi Tzal Stern. Rabbi Tzal Stern was the Rav where?
Melbourne.
Australia, correct. And he was the brother of the Deborah Tzina Rav in 16th Avenue in Borough Park. But he was a Rav in Australia, and he wrote the Tshuvas called B'tzal Achachma. So he quotes in his Sefer that from many Rishonim. That Tfisas Yad Rachmahani with Balabai's Dar B'chatzir, as we saw from the Rabbeinu Yonasan. Shabir Din Tfisas Yad because of the Hasokha Bais B'chatzir Balabai Shab B'chatzir. Kishvel Maske Tfisas Yad Balso Bais. And then I quoted that line that he says, and that's the, then we discussed the Masham, and then we discussed the Mershah's, Moshe's Kula of yeah. And then here he says on page 21 in the middle of the page on the right side of 21 it says the Shut Me Yehuda Rabbi Holman Abezin So he says like the Rav Moshe that even rented things could be Tfisas Yad. Because Shani Latsmi nearly old, he the Hacheder Mushkel Abochum King Kol Akelim Shem Shama Vecheder Zek Shulchan the Mita, whereas the Bochurim rent out homes in the from the Balabais, but they rent not only the room but the things in the room. Because the Shchir Chazu Ein Motzi Shah. In other words, he doesn't have to give them this particular chair and table. Same idea. The Bachrim don't have permission to take it out. Even if it's in a safe place, they still wouldn't be allowed. They can use it in its place. So they're also limited. So that's the defense to Rav Moshe. Whereas normally you rent a car, you can go anywhere with the car. But here, it's true, it's a rental, so that means the rental should make it like it's yours, and therefore it's not a tfisas yad, but you're limited in this rental. It was, you can't take the bed, you know, outside, you can't take the TV, you can't take the whatever it is. So therefore, it's limited in the usage of the person coming in, and therefore, the balabai still has his tfisas yad. Yishuv chafosu, hanal she'ein rishus lo b'churim lo tziyam misham chutz, v'al tfisas yad mamish, k'ein nir olivin yazel, choparin afim nachmir v'dovar, v'adai sagu l'hach mir me'er v'lo brach. In other words, even if you want to be machmir against Rav Moshe, against that shita, you shouldn't make a bracha. You know how it is in the world of Erevin. If you really want to show because if there's an Erev in the community, that includes everything in the community. Then you don't need a separate Erev in the apartment buildings, even if you hold that you normally do. But if you want to show that you don't hold from the Erev at all, so then you make a private Erev with a certain Rav who doesn't hold from the Erev in the Bar Park, so we'll get up like on the Shabbos Hagadol Drasha when people are making a new Erev and tell the people you should make an Erev in your whatever, in your neighbor, with your neighbor or your apartment building with a bracha. So that shows you hold that that's a way of saying that you want to view this Erev as nothing. You're not even going to be choshish for safek brachas for the area.
Okay,
but that's the way it. But so these are fundamental ideas regarding the concept of tfisas yad. I mean, the whole, as I said, you know, every community when you build a community erev, there's an erev chatzer someplace in the community. People don't think about it. They just know that the borders of the Erev are here and here and there. They never even know where the Erev is. Maybe that should be a thing that everyone should know where the Erev is. Because if you want to say that we view everyone as either they're living there and they technically could come and eat some of the matzah. So maybe, I never heard of a chumrah that everyone in the community should have to know at least where the Erev is. Where the matzah is. Theoretically, I mean, I know in some situations when the person who has the Erev goes away for Shabbos, I've heard such situations that they'll give the key to somebody, so just in case someone wants to go in and use the Erev, they would be able to, because if not, then you know, it's not really accessible. But maybe there should be a I don't know, at least a hiddur that they should. We're going to have a separate shiur, Bezu Hashem, on the topic of chazaka. Because the Mishnah says in Gittin that whoever has the Erev in their house has a right to keep it. You don't say, oh, let's every Shabbos we'll give it to someone else. You would think, oh, that's very nice. Every Shabbos you give it to someone else, it's so nice, da da da. But the Gemara says that b'pnei chashad. Because people are going to think, oh, maybe this family didn't do something proper, and therefore we're changing it where it was. So some say, well, what about, forget chashad, what about the concept of chazaka? You know, there is a concept in halacha called chazaka, that you were the Baal Shachris in this shul for the past 20 years on Rosh Hashanah, and now all of a sudden people want to get someone else. So that was a shiur I gave on Thanksgiving in Kew Garden Hills. But I'm gonna repeat part of the shiur in an upcoming packet.
Is that like tied into the idea of neder, kind of? Because I know sometimes there's an idea that if you do something three times or whatever, then it's a chazaka.
Yeah, that's something else. That's a neder, right? That's right. A different halacha. Chazaka means that you have a position or a mitzvah that you've been doing.
Does it matter that there any mitzvah?
What's it down for the omid?
No.
What?
To have
the Erev in the house. In
the Zman Chazal, you're making an Erev every week, so there's a real mitzvah. Today, if the Erev would go from house to house,
what's well, that's one of the things.
There's no mitzvah there.
Maybe there's like the Shulchan Aruch says, If you have like in certain communities, they have like, you know, like in suburbia, it's too far to walk to the main shul on Friday night, so they have like a Friday night minyan in someone's house. So the question is it proper to because they've been having a base kinesis in this person's house for a long time, now they want to do it someplace else. Is that proper or not? Or, you know, so the Moshe Feinstein, you know, was of the opinion that a Rav of a shul has a chazaka. Even with a contract. He has a chazaka.
Even with a contract? Even without a contract?
No, even if there's a 3-year contract, or 1 year, he still has a chazaka. And you can only break that if he did something improper or, you know, or something like that. And, you know, today people are very into, you know, disposable everything, you know. So and to me it's very interesting because people who otherwise claim that they follow Rav Moshe Feinstein's psukim will also, you know, fire people from their position and things like that. So when it comes to this, somehow they don't, you know.
What's the minimum amount of time, like a year, 2 years, 10 years? Like, how do you alienate that?
So that's a discussion whether you need 3 years or you don't even need 3 years. But nothing so crazy. You know what I mean? Chazakas, gabe mitzvahs and things like that have halachic significance, even though in this day and age people aren't into that. That's not an American way of thinking, you know.
Different types of chazakas, I guess we'll get into.
So when we get to that Mishnah about putting the Erev in somebody's house and you have to keep it there, so we'll speak a little bit about the inyanim of chazaka. If you want to hear the shiur, I gave the shiur on Thanksgiving Day in Kugon Hills. It's online. That's the longer version of the shiur. I've been giving it on Sundays here at NYU. That's a super long version. Okay, so. Okay, good night to everybody.